Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Today, billions are fearful about their tomorrows, and they're asking, what does the future hold? Where are we headed? Well, stay with us, because today's program has the answer to those questions.
Right now, we want to share with you great news for your future. It's the greatest news you'll ever hear, and it's about the greatest man who ever lived. And he offers us the greatest security ever given.
So often, our lives are filled with bad experiences. But we can have the assurance that not only is tomorrow another day, but our future can be assured for eternity. So stay with us, because we've got some great news for you.
Easter is celebrated all around the world, and it isn't just another religious festival. It's a time to remember the God-man who hung, bled, and died on a cross to take on himself the punishment for all the sins of mankind. That person is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
A thousand years ago, Jesus came to earth from heaven to die on the cross. He paid the penalty for mankind's sin. He died as a substitute for us, and he gives us this invitation: come to me, and I will give you rest. That's how much God loves his creation. God loved us so much that he sent his beloved Son to take our punishment. Christ died on the cross as our substitute.
Did you know that God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life? And this, God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Do you ever think about the future? Are you in doubt, or have you received Christ by faith into your life, making you feel secure? Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly."
Today we want you to know five things that'll change your life. They're five things God wants you to know. They're revealed in his holy word, the Bible. First, God is holy. Second, mankind has a problem. That problem is sin. Third, God has provided a Savior. Fourth, we need to turn from our sin and believe that Christ died for us on the cross. And fifth, God has promised to give us the free gift of eternal life.
The Bible says that God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We're separated from God by our sinful nature, and the world at large is oblivious of that fact. But God has a remarkable future for those who will come to him by faith and live for him day by day.
That great gift from God is eternal life. Now we receive this life when we confess our sin to God and receive his Son, Jesus Christ, into our hearts by faith. It's wonderful to know that the moment I die, I don't become a load of dirt in the ground, but I go to be with Christ as a child of God and to be with him in heaven forever.
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again, www.communicationradio.com. And thank you for listening.